Luckily, you know, we do not know our past. Otherwise, what an embarrassment it would be in the world, you know.
But you know, Eric, sometimes you meet somebody and right away you have recognition. What does that mean? But you know them right away.
Well, there is that recognition, but we don't know why the recognition is there. You see, that's how it is.
You have to remember all the details.
Yeah. But it is so.
Yeah.
That's how, well, we go all out and accept you all, not accepting, what you call, without any reason, but we feel at home with you all. But what is there behind it, we don't know. The common cord of love for Baba is there. Besides that, we don't know.
I have a question.
Yeah?
I'd like to know about, you said you met Baba when you were 9.
Yeah.
I'd like to know about your relationship with him with the alphabet board and how you were able to interpret. Because it became so complicated, it seems. And you were able to decipher that complication and make it so simple.
Well, many complicated things are deciphered by an inanimate object like the computer. I am a human being, you know, with a brain, I can. So what happened is, the simple thing is that my recollection goes back to when I was 9 years of age. Why I say that I must have been 9 years of age is my mother says much before that I must have met Baba. Because she must have brought me here. But my recollection is that he had just observed his silence. And he is using slate and pen. You know, the slate and pen we used to use when we were children.
Yes.
Slate and pen. Chalk pen like thing. So he used to... This is how I first met him, saw him. What had happened is that in the year 1925, in the month of December, when we had our vacations, Christmas vacations, my parents brought the children, including myself, to Ahmednagar, because my mother's home, ancestral home, is here in Ahmednagar. Her father, her brothers, her sisters, they all are here. So on holiday vacation, we are brought here. Why we are brought here is that I heard from her and others that she had received information from my uncle, maternal uncle, my mother's brother, that they have come across some being who is divine. It seemed that they had gone out for a long walk from their house here towards Mehrabad side, and he had just come there, and all of a sudden, that long walk was about 5 miles. So it was early morning, the sun's rays fell on his hair and his being, and he was just informal in white clothes were there. And he was on the roadside, on the main road. And there, from a distance, they see this some personality there. Who could he be there? All there in that solitary village-like life, rustic life and all that. Nobody is there. At present, Mehrabad and Arangam is totally changed. Formerly, it was nothing. No habitation was there. Not much, at least. So who is there? It seems to be totally foreign. So they go faster and faster. And as they come, the personality opened his arms and they fell into his grip. And they embraced him and all. Each, two brothers were there. So each felt, is he Zoroaster having come again? Because we are born Zoroastrians. So that's how. So Baba, as usual, inquired, who are you? From where have you come? How are you? What happened? Why have you come here? And so they naturally, at that time Baba was speaking. So he spoke the words. So they answered. Baba says, come whenever you feel like it. Come here. Then they began to know who he is. So they must have written a letter to my mother, and my mother was very anxious to see this person. So that's how we were brought. I was 9 years of age at that time. And when she has come to her home, ancestral home, naturally she's anxious to go there, to the place 5 miles away they had written. When are we going? So the day was fixed. And at that time there were no cars, nothing of the sort. There were horse carriages. Having a big family, we had 2 carriages at our own, belonging to my mother's family there. You know, those horses are there. It's like a Victoria, you know.
Yeah.
So, family is a large family. No room for me. I was a bit chubby, you see. So my mother said, don't sit here, because you deprive others of the seat. You can might as well sit at the back, you know, where the groom stands with an umbrella and all that sort of thing. Have you seen those carriages where at the back, you know, the passengers are given a shade,
yeah.
Man stands there. What do you call him? Forget him. So you must have seen the royal carriages are there. You see at the time of coronation and other things, you know, Britishers used to use those carriages. We were under the British rule at the time. So those carriages were in vogue. So we had 2. So my mother says, sit there on the pedestal there. So I was happy. Had a good time, outing was there, not knowing where I'm going and all that. So they are all going. They knew where they are going. I knew nothing about it. So it was an outing for them. So that's how we are going. The horses are galloping and going and all. All of a sudden, after some time, a long time, I hear my mother's voice, who was sitting just behind me, on the seats, calling out my name, saying, Eraj, Eraj, jump! So while the horses are galloping, I jumped and I fell, lay prostrate on the street. It was dirt road at the time. And so I severely wounded my arm. It all just got scraped and started bleeding. And nobody knew what had happened to me. Because I jumped because my mother told me to jump. So I jumped. At that age, I didn't have the sense of the momentum or the direction that I'm jumping in the opposite direction of the carriage that are going. So I just got myself scraped, you see, dragged like that. So I got up, you see. And I see that no carriage there, and then I turned my face and saw, oh, far away they are standing there. It means the carriages were there. So I walked all the distance, not too far away from it, except right from where the other building is there. So I walked with the bleeding arm, elbow, and I go there. And to my utter surprise, I see some crowd sitting on the roadside, by the side of the road. And they are all surrounding one person there. And he's seated like this. And there he's writing something on a slate. There are heaps of slate on either side. He's sitting on the ground. Others are also squatting there. And there's no such thing as carpets or benches or chairs or anything of that. And I was surprised, and I just stand there. I didn't know. All my relatives were there. Uncles and aunts and mother and father and my sisters and others are there. And I'm standing outside the ring of the crowd. I must have stood there for a couple of minutes like that with bleeding elbow. And then Baba turned his head towards me and come. He didn't speak because he had observed silence. He was writing at that time on slate. You see, that's how it all began. So I went there and Baba said, that is common sign. What happened? So I started crying. I said, I fell down and broke my arm and was wounded and bleeding and all that. So Baba took me on his lap and bandaged my arm and this and that and all that. Patted me and caressed me and comforted me. And at that moment, although I was little at that time, thoughts began to run in the mind. I was of that age, 9 years. It's not so tender age, so all of a sudden what thoughts crossed my mind, all these who are my closest ones, kith and kin and all that, and they are not at all concerned what has happened to me. And who is the stranger? He's really kind. He really loves me. Oh, who could he be? He's so loving. That's what my thoughts were, you see. And then, of course, I was so heavy on his lap, you see. He must have put me down. So he says, sit here. So I'm sitting and just noticing what's happening. Baba is writing on the slate and giving, and somebody's reading out loud, and that slate is passed on the other side of the lap, and that is being cleaned and put another clean slate on his writing. So that's my first memories of his coming in contact with him at the age of 9. We were there for about a couple of hours and all that. In the meantime, some people must have come and brought some baskets of sweets. And very generously, as I was sitting by his side, he took a handful of it and gave it to me. And I said, my, who is this stranger? who is not only just loving and kind, but he is really generous with what he gives out. Because from my babyhood, I am a glutton. I'm still a glutton. Yeah. Whosoever gives me food, I am very happy with the person. Or something to eat, and sweets and this and that. So at that time, I was much attracted because he was really generous. Yes, in doling out, yeah. And that's how he hooked me into giving me. Every now and again, he'd call, whenever I would go there. Then what happened, naturally when we went back home, I would pester my uncles to take me back there. And then whenever we go there, he'd feed us and all that, play with us and all that. So that's how I got hooked, by him being generous in doling out some sweets to me.
Did he... How did you happen to...
I'm coming to that.
Oh, sorry.
So then what happens is that years are passing by. Then what happened is that when we go back home to our place, which is 700 miles away from here, where we lived, where my father was an officer and all that sort of thing. So we went back. Christmas vacation is over. Time and again, I must have gone to Mehrabad. I didn't know that that place was Mehrabad. Now I tell you that it is Mehrabad. It was fine. We had a wonderful vacation with this stranger, not knowing what it is. But then everything is rubbed off. We must have come time and again to Ahmednagar, and there would be there. The only one scene that I still is vivid in my memory is, must have again asked to go there. So I was taken on cycles at the time by my uncle, double seat or something like that. So we go down the hill there. You are staying at Mehrabad, no?
Yes.
Okay. So, there is the old building there, which is known as Dharamshala. So we went there. My uncle took me there, and there's nobody there. So he inquired, what's the matter? Where is he? Where is Baba? This much I came to know, that he's known as Baba. So, oh, he's up there, on the hill. So we went up the hill, walking. And my mind is focused on seeing this stranger, very busy working hard, with a crowbar in his hand, breaking a stone wall. Have you been up the hill yet?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that building that is there, with the stone wall?
Yes, yeah.
That is the retreat, you know?
Yes.
It didn't have any the upper story at that time. It was a reservoir for the military. So... he was, because naturally water reservoir cannot have any doors and other things like that, you see, an opening. It has to contain water. So this is, now there's no need for water and things, so he is wanting to have an opening. So there he is with his crowbar trying to get an opening there, and there are other people who are standing there, stalwarts, and they're there. So Baba handed over to me his crowbar. I said, come on, you also help us. So that's what I did that. That's the only memory that I have got again. It was
fun. How old were you at that time?
I must have been 12 at that time. So that's the only memory. Then years are passing by, must have come again and gone, but it's all faded out. Yeah. Nothing is left. Now it's 1930, 5 years. Now I'm 14. I'm in school at my place. I was admitted in a Roman Catholic school. I'm there enjoying my scholastic years, I'm very happy with the boys and the friends that are there. Everything is fine with me. There's no need for anybody to intervene, you see, like some divine personality or God or angel or anything. I'm all the time in paradise. That's what I felt. So I'm cycling and coming back from my school. This is another picture now I've got in my mind. We had a long approach road to our bungalow, from our bungalow through the gate. So he's standing outside. Some person is there. And to my utter surprise, I saw him. He's the same stranger there. Baba. Oh. So naturally I got down from the cycle, threw the cycle and bent down, put my head on his feet. That I had seen my parents do. So naturally the children do what they do it, not knowing why. And at the same time, the words came out of my mind. Baba, forgive me. I didn't know why. Maybe adolescence, maybe whatever it is, I don't know what it is. So Baba lifted me up, embraced me, told me to get the cycle, and his arm round my neck, and we are walking towards the main bungalow, our bungalow, and we are there. And Baba is inquiring. He's in silence, of course. I know nothing about, but I can decipher his gestures. I don't know. It's so eloquent, his gestures. If we try to imitate, it's ridiculous. Cannot. But we could, even at the age of 14, I could decipher what he wants to say. So he's asking me, from where have you come now, from school, anything. So he says, come on, nice that you have come, I'm happy and all that. Let's eat something and then we'll play. So he started playing some indoor game with me. But all the time my mind was that what is this obstruction here? Because I had in my mind to go back to school. There was an inter-school match, soccer match, football. And I was supposed to be one of the main players over there. And I wanted to go there, but how can I say that? Well, because amongst Indians, parents are revering such a person, and how can I say something against it and all that? So I don't know what the Americans would have done, the American children, but I didn't have the courage to say that in our time. At our time, it's a different time. So I succumbed to this pressure of his, but I didn't like it. All the time while I'm playing, I'm thinking of what the boys will say, what the captain would say, that, well, I forsook the team and this and that. It was a final. Mm-hmm. It was terrible to miss that. I've made up my mind. If he's going to stay here, I'm not going to get caught every day like this. So I went to school next day. He played games with me and all that. I enjoyed some games, indoor games, you know. Went to school next day. When I go to school, I have made up my mind to be very wary about it. When school closed down, another match was there. So I'm looking forward. Is that strange Baba there again? Sure enough, he was there, waiting for me. I said, this won't do. He cannot trap me again. So I take a circuitous route. It was a big estate my father owned. So where the scavengers come, you know, to clean our toilets and all that. Here in Indian system at the time was that. So they used to have a separate entrance. So I entered through that, went to the wing where my room was, had a shower, changed my clothes and went back from there. When I returned in the evening after the game was over and all that, I was happy. And I said, well, the strategy worked and everything was there. So my mother comes in the evening, sees me, and says, Eraj, why have you come so late? You didn't come here for your cup of tea or bath or shower or anything like that? No, I did come. How come you came? Baba was waiting outside for you at the gate there, and you, how did you enter the place? I said, well, I saw him and took a circuitous route and entered through that little gate that way. Have you any sense that he is waiting for you and you come like that? Do you know who he is? He's Zoroaster, having come again in our midst. I said, so what? What have I to do with Zoroaster? If he's Zoroaster, I have to go. I mean, this, I'm speaking loudly, my mother is admonishing me loudly, and I'm speaking loudly. But don't you realize I have to play games and all that sort of thing? And yesterday I wasted my day, evening that like that and this and that. I can't be like that. I have to go and attend my games. Baba must have overheard that from his next room. So after a time he comes and says, well, what games did you play and this and that? And all that. Very good, you should play games and this. And so each day that he was there, he would encourage me as soon as I... Every time you come by the gate, have your shower, have a little snack, and then... And so that's how it was. So when I would return in the evening, after the games, he stayed there for some time. So now he changed the modus operandi of games and all that. So he would sit with the board. By that time, the board had come into vogue, this board. So he would move his fingers and formulate words and sentences. So it was a game to my liking. I would see, he would tell me some stories on the board. So thus I started reading. The more I picked up, the faster his fingers would move. The faster his finger would move, I would try to decipher it more quickly. So that's how I began to learn gradually. Every time you'd come, you would have this game in the evening. So that's how from my childhood I started to learn to read the board. That's how it was. Yeah.